Interest rate increases.
Dry conditions were the big story for the first stop today on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour. Here's farm broadcaster Randy Coonan.
It's day four of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We are in Dorothy, Minnesota for day four to begin with Luke Fornes with Black River Ag. And Luke, we're in the seed shed here. It's a bit windy this morning, and we drove through some sprinkles on the way over, but you guys seem like you can't buy a rain.
They'll probably fall apart before it gets here, for sure, yep. It seems like things have been splitting, but I think even people that get a rain aren't getting quite what they want either. You know, I mean, it's just been a little less than what we need, but we've got some in June and July that helped push the crops along, but I think most guys are being surprised at what yields they've been seeing from the wheat crop, so hopefully that spells good news for the soybeans, and we'll see how the corn comes out too.
But sure, let's talk about that a little bit. We are seeing beans maturities all over the place, everything from dropping leaves to still grass green.
Yeah, we've got, on our farm, we've got some 06 maturities planted right out the end of the road here. And I think there's areas that are getting pushed from the heat and the dryness, the drought. And then there's other fields that are holding their own, and they look pretty green. But seems like anything earlier than that 06, 04s, 03s, 02s, they're all starting to yellow up and drop leaves stuff. So things are maturing up. So
with the dryness that you've seen in this particular area, concern about pod fill?
Everything I've looked at looks good as far as the pods that are on the plant. You look at some of the later maturing varieties, and there is some aborting of pods. So the later maturing are, you know, maybe don't are going to lose out on that top end in my area at least. But it looks like the earlier stuff is maybe taking benefit of that June, July rains we had, and are looking to have good pod fill. So.
Yep. Let's switch gears, talk a little bit about the corn crop.
Sure.
That looks decent, except for the stuff that's got some hail on it.
Yeah, we got a little bit of hail here, not too bad. Some leaf damage, there wasn't a lot that probably going to affect yield too much. A lot of the corn, I mean, there was some drought stress areas that are going to be, you know, tipped back and whatnot, but it looks like kernel fills pretty good on a lot of those. I mean, they might be half cobs, but so far all the spots I've walked that are really drought stressed are, you know, there's a cob there. You know, maybe we're looking at half the yield, but you get into the areas where things are looking good, they're filling out nice. Yeah. I mean, they're getting pushed too with the heat and dryness, but that corn crop is it's an amazing plant. Yeah. So
how close to black layer are we?
I would say like early 80-day stuff is probably, you know, 7 to 10 days out looking in some of the stuff I've looked at. About a week ago, I was looking at some 80-day stuff that was probably 50% milk line. Yeah, that stuff's probably pushing probably a week from now.
Visiting with Luke Fornes, a Pioneer dealer here at Black River Ag. This is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. I'm Randy Coonan.